Welcome to this month's learning preview. It seemed that vision was a fitting topic to talk about in January to start a new year, and so I've made it a point to blog about it as well as to focus on it during this podcast and in the newsletter. And I think it reflects the journey that I've been on. Over the past 2.5 years, I've given a lot of thought to vision. I've reflected extensively on what makes vision real, and I've narrowed it down to several factors that are listed in my blog that I posted on January 30th. Now today, I want to focus on the first three factors. Those factors are living it, providing illustrations that show how to apply it to real life situations, and sharing real life stories as they occur. Think about the importance of living it. We're not going to spend much time on it because this one is self-explanatory. Actions speak louder than words. Unless you're walking the talk doesn't matter. People will quickly see the hypocrisy. For your vision to be real to people, you have to live it 24/7 without exception, and you have to live it loudly. There can be no difference displayed in your personal life, professional life, or community life. So I'm going to move on to factor two under the assumption that you are already living your vision. But if you're not, I urge you to stop listening to this podcast now and reflect on what changes you need to make in your own life so that it's in sync with the vision. You can come back to this podcast when that work is done. Enough said about living it. Let's talk about the power of illustrations. Every one of us is unique. We come to the table with personal values, with points of view, and with biases. Absent any guidance to the contrary, these perspectives shape how we interpret vision statements. This means that I'm likely to interpret the statement differently than you are, and that will impact the decisions that I make on your behalf. But illustrations are so powerful for that really very reason. They help counter this tendency. Suppose deadlines are looming. Everyone's under pressure to hit sales targets. People are working extra hours to make budget. And then a young family walks in. They walk in a bit uncertain about this purchase. You can sense the hesitation, but you also know that you can talk them into the sale. You're good at what you do. You see on their faces both their vulnerability and their trust. You sit down and begin to talk to them. After a few questions, you realize that there is a better product for them that costs a lot less, but it won't earn you nearly as much commission, but it's right for them. So you shift gears and begin to go down that path. After a few more questions, you've confirmed your intuition and you sell them the less expensive but more appropriate product. See, this is what it means when we say we strive to put the customer first. We don't make a sale to make goals, even though we may be under pressure, even though deadlines may be looming, even though we may be under budget. We make a sale to meet a need. Now, can you see how that illustration brings a vision concept to life? That does so much more than just saying that we put the customer first. It's powerful because it deals with the situations that are most likely to introduce conflicts and tensions associated with living the vision. When you're providing illustrations, those are the situations that you need to deal with, not with the plain vanilla stuff. It's in the situations where pressures are introduced, when different perspectives are likely to deliver different results. So when you look to bring your vision to life, one question you should ask is, what scenarios might we face that can make it hard to live the vision? Now, answering this question will not only help you develop meaningful illustrations, but it will also help you identify real-life stories that reinforce your vision. When you first develop and communicate your vision, you won't have real-life stories to share. This makes illustrations even more important. However, as time goes on, the power of illustrations will decline, while the power of real-life stories will increase. We live in a digital age. We live in an age where life moments, both good and bad, are routinely captured on video and uploaded for the world to see. This phenomenon can work for you if you or one of your customers is able to catch the vision in action. When a video of Chick-fil-A delivering food to people stranded on the Atlanta highways went viral, it reinforced the vision. It reinforced their message that they are about great customer service, great customer experiences. If you go to the company website, there are thousands of stories that have been shared by their customers. You can sort the stories by most viewed and by highest rated. These real stories display the vision so powerfully that their commitment to great service takes on a life of its own. And people clamor to share their stories. They go to their websites. They take the time to video their stories. They take the time to type up different aspects of their stories to share with others. If you're not sharing stories with your team that showcase your vision in action, you're missing out on a significant transforming power. You're also missing out on an important feedback mechanism. The best way to know whether your vision has come to life is through these stories. If they don't exist, that's a problem. Collecting these stories isn't hard. People want to tell you what they've done. They want to share their successes and have it recognized. All that's needed is a good tool to do so and follow through. So you can see, as we talked about bringing your vision to life, the first three steps are pretty straightforward, but they are time consuming. Living it is a 24/7 proposition. Creating illustrations means that you need to understand your vision, understand where the tensions and conflicts are likely to arise, and then create powerful illustrations that will guide people towards the types of actions that you would want them to take in those situations. Sharing real life stories means you have to be visible, and those stories have to be visible to you. There has to be some type of feedback mechanism that allows you to understand what's really happening out in the field. This can happen in an ivory tower or behind glass doors. It happens right down in the trenches. So whatever you do has to be done in the trenches. Now, and if you would like to learn more about the 7 steps to making your vision come to life, check out our January newsletter. You'll find steps 4 and 5 discussed within the newsletter. If you're not on our distribution list, you can use the Contact Us button to get added to the list. And until next month, or until you reach out to us and contact us about a training, just continue to focus on your vision, continue to focus on making it real, continue to focus on living out loud.